Here by the Owl podcast is a podcast for owlets and wise owls alike. Join hosts Nikki Fiddle-Eye-Dahl and Brianna Briegel, along with rotating owls from across the country, as they discuss what it takes to advise from time to time.
Our podcast is fueled by the true knowledge from empowering agricultural education instructors and ripened with the wisdom you will never learn in a textbook.
Welcome back to another episode of Here by the Owl podcast. It's been a minute, friends. We took a little break, partially because I was lazy. I wish we could say like this was a scheduled break and be like fancy like other podcasts, but life happened. We had homework due. We were lazy, and then Brianna had a baby. So then I was just like trying to do it by myself and doing a really poor job. So here we are. We're going to get back on track. That's the plan.
That's like the motto for our life is we're going to get back on track.
We're going to get back on track. I mean, it's real life though. So, I mean, I hope all of you are like, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
So today's a new day. We're getting one part of our life back in order, and it's this podcast. So we're excited about that. We've missed doing it.
I'm happy to be back into somewhat of a routine.
Yeah,
my baby is 2 weeks old, so it feels like it's time to start getting things together.
You get lost in time like that. No one prepares you about that, like when you have a child. And I think that's the part of when I had Ainsley that I envied about Andrew's job the most, was like he had to go farm.
Mm-hmm.
So like he got to get up and do the same things that, and I very much need structure or I spiral real bad. And anyone that really knows me is probably like, yeah, it gets pretty dicey. But like, I can't just go with having nothing, which is why COVID was so hard for me. And to me, COVID, like having a baby, is kind of like mini COVID, where like your whole life is derailed in a good way. Like people don't get, it's a good thing, but like all of a sudden you're just like, what day is it? Who am I? When was the last time I showered? You want to do things, but you don't want to do things. You like lose a part of you. In a good way, but yeah. So
right, it's been good, but it's good to start having a schedule and a structure.
Yeah,
some sort of structure again. So
that's why when I had Sutton, I was like, the shortest amount of maternity leave. Like I just, for my mental health, needed that for me. So I know that people passed judgment, and that's completely okay. But I needed to be back at work.
Yeah, me gonna do what works for you.
Yeah, so anyway, I didn't have a baby and still don't have my life together. So Brianna's, you know, just killing it, and here I am. Just, I'm here.
I don't know about that, but
I showered. I did some laundry, and like our house is semi-clean. So, and I read a book, which we talked about on this podcast, that we were gonna like do better about things. Yeah. And I completed a whole book.
Good
a
for
book
you.
For fun. Nothing about school. So if any
well,
of our,
I feel like everyone else can probably relate to. I mean, this year or this time of year is so hard for everyone.
Yes.
So whatever you have going on, know that you're not alone.
Absolutely not. And if you look at social media or you go to school and you see another teacher across the hall or whatever, and you just are like, oh my god, they have it all together, or oh my god, Nikki and Brianna, they have their whole lives. No, we don't. Please don't ever, if we ever look at you and say we have our lives together, like that's a cry for help. SOS. Like,
where the world is ending. I don't know. I mean, one of the two.
That's true. Yeah. But if any of our teachers are listening, if my homework is late, it's because I was reading a book for fun, and I think that should be a pass.
Yeah.
So whatever, which I said I was going to do it. So here I am doing it. And I think I said I was going to drink more water, and I've been doing that too.
Wow, look at you killing it, Nikki.
Those both seem like really trivial things. However, when most of your day is consumed by caring for two children, it's pretty amazing. What are those memes right now about moms making sure that their kid constantly has water? It's like videos where moms are like filling up their kid's water and they're making sure that their kid constantly has water. But when we grew up, like, we maybe drink one glass of water.
I don't remember ever drinking water in my entire life.
Exactly, but now we're just always like, okay, take your water bottle. Yeah, so I know drinking water seems trivial, but dang it, I did it.
Everyone listening is probably like, what podcast am I listening to right now? This is
gossip. I mean, to be fair, we've barely even seen each other too. So like, Ellie, get out of the way. So anywho, we'll get to what we actually came here to talk about. So all of our friends got to be reunited with us together because we really haven't got to talk much.
Yeah, seriously.
But so a new resource that was released not that long ago by National FFA, so it's free in the educator resources section, is speaking LDE type lessons. And there's five lessons. Lesson one is public speaking basics. Two is understanding demonstrations. Three is the FFA creed as a speech. Four is prepared public speaking. And five is extemporaneous public speaking. So some great lessons. Not normally this time of year do we see a lot of questions online about LDEs or teaching them. However, like if you're thinking going into the summer of like revamping some of these components in your classroom, and you're thinking like, this is an area where, you know, I could really beef this up for my kids, here's hopefully some resources for you. Personally, like all of the resources in the educator resource area, I think you can pick and choose what you want to use and modify as you see fit. So don't be afraid to remix it. But we're going to dig into a few of these lessons and let you know what you can expect with these new lesson plans. So Brianna, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, well, and like Nikki said, I mean, I think that you could teach all five lessons, or you could take one in each class, depending on what you're teaching. I think they also work really well to like pair up with stuff that you're already doing. So like lesson three is the FFA creed as a speech. And so maybe you introduce the creed with that, and then you still incorporate some of your other creed components with it. Or maybe you're just doing the one lesson. It's, you know, totally up to you how you want to do it. So we've talked about a lot of the National FFA educator resources on this podcast, but for those that aren't familiar, you know, what you can kind of expect, there's standards aligned, there's an answer key with everything, you know, engaging lessons, PowerPoints, like everything that you might need. The kind of suggested grade level for all of the educator resources is 9 and 10, like 9th and 10th grade. But you can definitely scale it up or down depending on, like, if you teach middle school, I think you could definitely incorporate this into your middle school classes or your junior senior classes as well. So looking at the lesson one, which is public speaking basics, it really starts diving into, you know, like public speaking in general. It talks about, you know, public speaking as a fear that a lot of people have. The importance of public speaking, there's a video that goes along with it. And then there's also a PowerPoint that kind of walks through, like, what are some of those components of public speaking to start that. And so, like I mentioned, you could do that with any type of public speaking that you're teaching in your classes. Even if it's just maybe you're having your students do a presentation on something and you want them to be better in public speaking with that presentation, you could do this lesson with them beforehand, and then, you know, they might feel a little more comfortable in that. So like I said, that's really number one. Also with the video, it talks about like the different types of public speaking. So motivational, persuasive, impromptu, informative, entertaining, all of the identifying all of the different types of speaking. So that is lesson number one. Lesson number two is talking about understanding demonstrations. In North Dakota, we do demonstrations with sophomores. And I don't know what other states do, if they do demonstrations or we have it as a state contest, even though it's not a national contest. So I always liked teaching it. So I think this lesson could, you know, pair well with that if you are already teaching demonstrations in the classroom.
This one's fun because it starts off with food.
And, right.
And kids like that, right? So it's an easy bell ringer attention getter, which is peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And they modified it too. If you have a peanut allergy, they do suggest using bananas and Nutella, which I thought was interesting. So they start off with something really easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so once again, there's a kind of a video that goes along with this. I always liked a lot of the National FFA educator resources because they do have videos, which to me is a little bit more engaging than like listening to me talk. So yeah, they're talking about the three parts of a presentation, what kind of goes along with that. So it does build upon lesson number one a little bit, but like I mentioned, you don't have to have taught lesson number one to be able to teach lesson number two. Talk about, you know, the different ways that you can do demonstrations. Then students are going to like actually plan out for a demonstration. And how you do that in your classroom is totally up to you. You know, maybe you have them do it in pairs, maybe it's by themselves. They could present their demonstration to another group, something like that, or the large class. One way that I modified it when I had really big classes is I had them record their demonstrations, and then I watched them that way because it was really hard to get through,
that's a good
like,
point.
You know, 30 demonstrations. For me, it just felt like was the time valuable to go through all of them in front of the class, that kind of thing. So anything to add, Nikki, for demonstrations?
No, I mean, it's pretty cookie cutter and pretty open-ended, so really gives you the opportunity to kind of guide students in creating a demonstration that they're interested in, and maybe this is your opportunity to learn more about your kids too. So I think it pairs really nicely with what you're already doing, which is simple. So moving on to lesson three, we get into the FFA creed, which I think a lot of people are teaching something, or they have questions on how to teach it. And I would argue that this is one of the most asked questions online. It's like, what are you doing for the creed? So peruse this and see if there's something in here that would help you enhance what you're already doing. It has the same layout as the rest of the resources we've just talked about. And it starts off with a little bit of history. So it has you project an image and have students like see that image for a portion of time. And then they have 30 seconds to write down as many things that they can remember from the image. So that's how it starts out. And then they do like a little introduction using that image. The activity then works through like the creed as a speech. Students, you know, read the historical article about the FFA creed. And then they move into part two, where they discuss with students how the creed is considered prepared public speaking. I always like to tell kids when I was teaching the creed, like, one day you'll thank me because you'll be asked to speak at a wedding and you hopefully won't be embarrassing. That's what we're doing here in AgEd. It's making sure that you can have a nice prepared speech. And it starts with, you know, learning a speech that's already created. So, and then it has a follow-up. What I like is it has some extended learning opportunities, which are completely optional. And then an exit ticket. it's really self-explanatory. This one's really nice if you are going to be gone when you would like to start the creed, so you can maybe do the historical components with a sub and then recap with your kids later. It even has example creed speaking questions. So if you're looking for some questions for a student actually competing in the creed, you can go here to see those as well. Or if you're just using the creed as a tool to teach kids public speaking, great resources as well. So that's lesson three. Brianna, you got lesson four.
Yeah, lesson four is prepared public speaking. So the first part of it does kind of build on the other lessons. So you could decide if you wanted to do that or not, depending on how you're incorporating this into your classroom. But then part two is having your students actually write an informative speech on an issue in the ag industry. So there also is in the teacher resource a whole list of topics that you could present to students. Obviously, you could have them pick their own, or you could add to that list. But I like that that list is included to get people started thinking. And even if you're, just having students prepare for the prepared public speaking LDE, having that list I think could be helpful for that too. So they actually, like I said, write out their speech, and there's an outline that walks them through like what they should include. So like an attention getter or a hook, an introduction, why the audience should care, some main points, which all of these things are important that, like Nikki mentioned, that helps prepare students for speeches in the future, or just being able to public do some public speaking. And then there's even, a place in here that they can have like their ways to cite their sources, and things like that, which is always really challenging for students, I feel like. They don't think that they need to cite sources or copying and pasting and things like that. So I like that that's included. And then they trade their speech with another person in the class, and they do some peer editing. And there also is like a rubric that students can use to do that peer editing, which I really like because then it's not you having to grade every single one of their speeches or look over every single one of their speeches. It's the students looking at each other's, and then maybe they can get some ideas too, or see how different things were incorporated into their speech. So that's really lesson number four, but then how you would decide to extend that is totally up to you. Like maybe you have the students actually present their speech. Maybe, like I mentioned with demonstrations, they're recording themselves. However you want to incorporate that. When I taught juniors and seniors, a lot of times I would actually have them do a speech in class because I think it's important that they know how to properly write and present a speech. And some of them might not be taking, like speech in a high school class, so helps prepare them for if they're going to be in college and having to take speech, things like that, or if they're just, wanting to compete in the prepared public speaking LDE as well. So that is lesson number four. Nikki, you want to talk about lesson number five?
Yeah, lesson five rounds out this lesson series with extemporaneous public speaking, which I found really hard to teach kids because this is not an area of strength for me. So I like the way that this starts out, because it's a nice little simple introduction. And like we've been saying, you can scale this back as much as you want. And so this starts with a bell ringer, where it talks about what they learned from lesson four. So again, you don't have to do that. But the introduction is prior to class, you would get a bucket or a bag and put random items inside that students would eventually select. So examples could be like a dry erase marker, a post-it note, a gavel, things just that you'd find around your classroom. When students come in, you're going to kick off this lesson by going around and with the bucket, and students will reach in and blindly pick one. They'll then be given 10 minutes to jot down a 1 minute-ish speech about that item. You would direct them that their speech would be informative, with real facts, and encourage them to maybe use a fun story about the item. You know, maybe this item helps spark a memory, etc. So you get them to start kind of writing a speech. And so that's kind of the introduction. And then you can discuss what extemporaneous public speaking is and how everyone just basically did that in a shorter version. And so students actually use a worksheet that's provided where it breaks down like tips about extemporaneous public speaking in a really good outline. Something that I wish I would have had as a teacher when coaching kids, because I was just like Googling it. And so ultimately you're going to walk through them creating an outline for a speech. And it also talks about like using quotes within the speech and kind of anchoring that. It too includes a rubric. And it also includes a list of ag topics. If you wanted their speeches to be ag related, you certainly could. So it gives you a guide. However, you could find a list or create your own list if you wanted to as well. Or if you didn't care that they weren't ag specific, maybe they can go find their own. If your state has some resources from previous extemp events, you could maybe use those as well. So yeah, really great resource. Again, really simple to pick what you need, and easily, you know, like we traditionally teach create to ninth graders, demo to sophomores, prepared to juniors, extemp to seniors. Like, I mean, I would say that's pretty common. However, like this is written in a format you could easily modify wherever you see fit. And it's got some really great videos and other links. The extension activities too are really awesome. Maybe those are things that go on a sub choice board as well. So definitely check this out. We will link this resource in the show notes. So you can all go see it, but it's also on FFA.org. Brianna, can you just walk them through like the quickest way to find it?
Yeah, so if you go to FFA.org, the Explore FFA tab at the top, that black tab, under Get to Know FFA, all the way at the bottom, it says Educator Resources. Once you get to the Educator Resources page, it is under the What's New section, and it's called Speaking LDEs.
I gotta ask her, because I don't want you to lose your groove of maternity leave, you know, so like you gotta keep you sharp.
Yeah. It won't always be under What's New, but it will be for a while, because was published at the end of February. So
yeah, but that's a great place to see the new resources. And if you're not seeing something there, once you're in there, use that search feature and you'll likely easily find it. So lots of good stuff. Constantly check back, because there's always things that are popping up in there ready for teachers to use. So definitely check those out. Again, we'll link that in our show notes. And like always, like Here by the Owl podcast on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to be a guest on the show, we would love to have you. So please reach out, so it's not just Brianna and I talking. So you can share your really cool ideas with all of our listeners. So anyway, again, check out the show notes for that link. And as always, thanks for listening.